Okay, we're up to Perek Tesva Mishnah Aleph part two. We're up to the Dar Dur Agola. Dar Dur Rabbi Yehuda Omer, second line, middle line. Rabbi Yehuda Omer says Dar Dur Agola the Kustois Hamelochim Varevas Ho Abdonim Uboris Vina Ketana Varun Afri Shemakablam Tumeim. What does that mean? Okay, let's look over here at the Rav. Let's look at the picture. The Dadar Agola. The Dadar Agola is a utensil. Okay, picture. Dadar Agola Mechel Memso. Okay, this is the jug, the barrel. The barrel of the wagon. So Kevin, it says since the dadar is moved through the agol, the wagon, nechshav leklisha asu l'taltlam. It's called the klisha. It's meant to be taltlay. Even though it holds 40 sod, normally it holds 40 sod. It's tam kolov. In this case, the exception. Even though it holds 40 sod. Since it's meant to be moved through the wagon, it's considered clear to smetaltel mole verekon. It's makabel tuma. The avol piyush metav avu shein metavla ha'adam el hashvod. And even though the oxen, that's what moves about. It's makabel tuma. V'chein kustos hamulachim shehem migdol. It's next migdol hamunach. Good morning.
Morning.
How are you?
Sorry.
No problem. Thank you. The Migdol Haminach Pur Fuksha 419. Let's go back to 419. 419 is a Migdol. They put a Migdol on top of a wagon. The Kustos Hamalachim is a Migdol that was put on a wagon and it was moved. Even though it by itself.
Migdol is a cabinet.
A cabinet. And the cabinet, this type of cabinet was not meant to be stationary. This type of cabinet was meant to be moved by the wagon driver. Alright?
Yeah.
This type of wagon, this thing, instead of it being stationary, was put on a wagon.
Right.
So it was moved.
Okay,
the kustas hamalachim, one more time.
Because they moved,
it's makabel tumah, right? Because it moves, it is makabel tumah. V'chein kustas hamalachim shein ma'migdol hamunach al gabi agolo.
If it's stationary on the ground,
then it's not makabel tumah. It's not makabel. V'chein kustas hamalachim shein ma'migdol hamunach al gabi agolo. V'chein gam he mital tolos, u'makabel is tumah, it's mital tolos, and it's makabel tumah. Okay, so the kustas hamalachim next, v'arevas. Varevas ho abdonim. What is abdonim? Let's see the Rav. The Rav says, Picture is picture 423. Areva, a basin. 424. Areva, abdonim, ho suyo la'abid, oiras, to go and tan hides. Besoycha, benases, kede l'taltla, kashim ulea, mishum kachim l'kabalasuma. This areva, this bowl that is used for the tanners, is movable. It's meant to be moved from place to place. And being that it's meant to move from place to place, mimel it's makabel tumah. Okay? It's movable.
Okay, so we have saw a tanning bowl before.
A tanning bowl before, it's a piece of wood which has hides inside, and you let it sit there, and obviously it says it's meant to be moved. Okay, vayit in the Mishnah. That's three cases. Bar, Sfinu, Ketana.
What are the three cases we have so far?
So we have the Dardor, that's a jug that's put on a wagon. Then we have the Kastos. Kastos
that's
is a box.
Cabinet of the kings.
The things
that they put on
the... No, the Areva, only the first two things. Only the Dardor and the Kastos they put on the wagon. Mm. The Dardor and the Kastos they put on the wagon, but the Areva is not...
Yeah.
The Areva is not put on the wagon, but the Areva...
How come it's not Makabel Tumah?
It is Makabel Tumah.
It's going to say, V'afal pi shemakabelim, einim asuyim
makabelim. V'afal pi shemakabelim, can we derive Tumayin? Let's see the Rav now. Let's take a look at the Rav over here. It says Dar Agola. Okay, top line. Dar Agola chavishle. It's a barrel of wood. Agula. It's round. Wasuya luchos, which is made from boards. Okay, noisam shosim beretz roimi, like they make in Rome. When was the last time you were in Rome? Next time you go to Rome, take the tools, you're going to ask them to show you this type of barrel. It's made from wood, it's round, it planks of wood. It's very large. Since this type of container is put on a wagon, has wheels. It's like go to the airport. Everyone's luggage has wheels today. In the olden days, people's luggage didn't have wheels. It's a new thing. What?
And a Golos.
They have a Golos also to carry luggage. But today, you couldn't even buy in the store a piece of luggage that doesn't have wheels. Good wheels. And have a handle which comes out to help you move it. This is a new thing. Didn't have this in the old days. They had a suitcase. A suitcase didn't have wheels. Do you remember those days?
Sure.
It's meant to be moved. It's meant for a wagon. It's meant to be full and empty. The Savar Tana Tiltul Al Yidei Shvarim Shmei Til Distan Holds. The sudden that is moved. Tiltul al yidei shvarim is shmei. Tiltul is considered a type of movement, even though it's not moved naturally. It's only moved through a wagon. That's considered to fulfill the condition of a sackcloth. That's mitaltel mole v'reikon. Okay.
Since it's tiltul, therefore it's
mekabel tuma.
There you go.
Next, the kustos hamalachim kimin migdol shel eitz. It's a cabinet. Also, chadorim. It's made with different containers, compartments. Shenoyz tembo mine machol v'kelim shol mashvi. Put inside of food and drink. V'amolachim molichim osav yagolah sholchem bo. And the kings molichim osav yagolah sholchem bo. They put this type of migdol suitcase in the wagon. Next, v'arevas so abdonim a bowl full of tanners. Sharevas shol eitz shavdonim sharim bo. Shavdonim sharim. They soak in it. I will say him their hides. The hides are soaked in this bowl. Now here comes the hard part of the Mishnah. Now it doesn't explain the bar sefina katan. Now we know what it is because we looked at the previous Mishnah. There's a bar sefina alexandris. That basically means a tank of water. So we learned in the previous Mishnah there's a bar of a sefina alexandris, a very large ship. That was the previous beginning of the mission. Remember the mission? It said there a bar. It said a bar, Sphina Alexandris. So we learned that was a tank of water, fresh drinking water that is put on a very large ship. Here we're dealing with a small ship. A small ship has a tank for drinking water.
Next case.
Right, that's next case the Mishnah. Bar is now because it did not explain. The Rav is not coming to explain what this means.
But it didn't explain what the tanning thing was all about.
It just said it's a bowl. What more is there to explain?
Okay.
It's
is
a bowl.
It a metal bowl? Is it
a wood? Look at the picture. Look at the picture.
I know
it's wood.
Says wood. But he didn't say in the bartender.
I don't know. He knew it's a wood bowl. It's a wood one. It's wood. Okay, Vaita.
Does it make a difference if it's wood or metal? No matter what.
No metal if it's from Chubal Karga, Stam Kabal Tomo. So I don't think
it's Chubal Karga.
It's not, exactly. It's not. It's movable.
So if it's movable, is it both?
L'chaira does make a difference.
What?
L'chaira, it does not make a difference.
So why did it make a wood?
Why? I don't know.
So that's what I'm asking you.
I don't know why. I don't know why.
Okay.
I don't know why. Right. Then we have the bar sefina al-kitar. That means a water tank for fresh drinking water that is stored, that is put on a small ship. The aron in a box, an aron. Okay, alpi shematavim tomei. Look at the aspect of the Rav. The top line of the Rav. Af alpi shematavim tomei. Kolamar af alpi shematavim ar boim saw yoiser. Even though the mekabel, which means they hold more than 40 saw tomeiim. That tomeiim. Can the first time look shein metatlam elab b'mashu b'soychan k'shem leim darkon litaltal. When we're talking the first time, shein metatlam ella b'mashu b'soychan k'shem leim. Something is wrong here with this nusach. She'ein mitaltlin ella b'mesha b'seichan. K'she'ein b'leim darkon litalto. Kedus, that basically means that when it's filled to the rim, it's moved. It's always being moved, even when it's full. All right, weiter.
Even
if they have 40 saw.
And usually if they have 40 saw, it's connected to the ground.
These are the exceptions. Tameim.
It's Tameim.
Why? She'enem asuyim l'taltel el b'masha b'sachan. These things, the whole purpose of these things is to move. These things, they were created in order that you should be able to move the object with insight. These things that we just listed...
Even though the lashon here is very funny. Go ahead.
Let's look over here at the Iker Tosfos Siyamta. He's explaining this funny little language. Perish Zimnin, the top. Perish here, very.
That's
Tosfos Siyamta. Dalit. Perish Afal Ella Zimnin Sheinon Malayim. They're not complete. Ella yesh b'chem ketzas. They're not full. Ella yesh from ketzas u'mitaltel shapir. B'chein derech kol elu l'taltel. All of these things are meant to be mitaltel. The kista shel malachim ein regilim l'malay. So you don't fill them up. U'mitaltel k'sheyesh b'ketzas. Ketzat. B'chein arevus o'abdan u'bor sfina ketan sh'ein nechnasim bo harbe b'nei adam. Al ken ein oistim b'y mayim b'bor ki ma'at. Hain de kamar de ein asuin l'taltel el ma'ash b'sechem de hainu dover mu'at. Maharam. So he's explaining this very peculiar expression. That means they're only meant to fill it up halfway. These things, even though technically you can fill them all to the very top, about 40 sub, be very hard to carry, they're not l'chatchila meant to fill up to the very, very top. Do you ever see a container where it says don't fill higher than here?
Yep.
The containers, but why not? Why not? If the container goes to the very top, let me fill it to the very, very top. It's not the way we do things. We make the container go to the very, very top because we want it to be stable, we don't want you to fill it up all the way to the very top. A boiler. You don't fill the boiler to the very, very top. You fill the boiler only halfway. Only halfway you fill up.
It's a radiated reservoir.
What's a radiated reservoir?
The extra container you're supposed to put in the extra antifreeze in the car.
Yeah? You fill it all the way?
No.
Oh, I didn't know that. You're not fill it all the way?
Don't.
How? Why not? It's no good.
Not supposed to.
So that's what it's thinking of. That's what it means. That's how the She'enam Asuyim L'Taltel Ella Bima She'besachan is an expression which means it's only meant to be filled up halfway. Therefore, since meant to be filled up halfway, that's why it's very easy.
It's not supposed to be filled up halfway.
Because you have to have the heat rise. You have to
move for the movement.
So whatever the situation, since these things are only meant to be filled up halfway, Mimela, that's why it's easy to be metaltel. It's light. It's lightweight, and therefore you can be metal. That's why metal on the agola and so on and so forth. That's why it's mekabel. That's what he says. Vayitin the mishnah shor kol hakelim hamekablim. All other kelim that hamekablim which hold 40 saw term are going to be tohirin. All right.
They're only meant to be used halfway.
They're only meant to be filled up halfway. That's what the Tosfos says.
Oh, you mean?
That's the meaning of this peculiar expression. She'enam asuyim l'taltel ella b'masha b'sachan. They're only meant to be filled up partially.
Therefore, they're only mekabel tum. Therefore, they are mekabel tum.
Therefore, the mekabel tum, right. Therefore, the mekabel tum. All of the kelim which you fill up, they are tohirin. Fine. All other kelim hamakablim are tohirin. The other kelim which you fill up all the way to the very top, they have 40 sa'ar time. V'sh'ein hamakablim, those are namakablim, tameim. And the namakablim, they are tameim. Let's see over here the Rav. The Rav says, no, there is no Rav. Ain bein divrei Rabbi Meir or divrei Yehuda ella arevas bal habayis. The only difference in the Mishnah. The only difference between Rabbi Meir Yehuda and Rabbi Meir is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Meir dardu agol because of the kasus gulachav arevas ho abdonim borsvin ektav and alvi shein shem kabelim tumim shem tum tadul mashav zechon shokol kelim kabelim tumim shem kabelim tumim ain bein divrei Rabbi Meir or divrei Yehuda ella arevas bal habayis. Let's see the Rav. The Rav says, Arevas Balabayis, Lerbi Meir Tumea. According.
Arevas Balabayis.
Let's see, doesn't say. Arevas means a bowl of Balabayis. It means a bowl, doesn't say. It's a bowl. Stam a bowl. A bowl. You have a bowl in the house? Rabbi Meir Tameya. According to Rabbi Meir, the bowl is Tameya. Why is it Tameya? Rabbi Meir is only listing the Tahirin. I'm a male of the member of the Hani Dafka Tahirin, the Ashar Tameyin. Anything that's not part of this list, if it's not on the green list, automatically means it's on the red list. However, Rabbi Huda Tahira, Rabbi Huda Tameim Kochosha, because he learned things that Tameim. The member of the Hani Dafka Tameim, Vashar Tahirin, Allah Rabbi Huda, we pass like Rabbi Huda.
I don't understand what you said. First of all,
he
aren't
says
different cases that Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Meir said.
No, that's what's kind of pointed up here. Over here, the point over here is
what happened to all these first cases?
Because the first case are cases of Tahirin. That's exactly the point. All the cases are Tahirin. And then Divrei Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Huda Meir, he then tells all the cases that are Tameim.
Right.
Dardar Argola, the Kustos of Allah, no, saying they don't argue. Every single
right.
case that is illustrated in the Mishnah, there is
right.
no disagreement.
Right.
However, the implication of the connotation, the implication is that according to Rabbi Meir, he's listing or giving you a list of things that are Tahar. If you find an item that's not on my list, automatically it's Tameh. It's like the Torah lists all of the non-kosher birds. If it lists all the non-kosher birds, everything else is kosher.
Right.
These are the non-kosher
Correct.
Birds.
I understand
so it. Since the mayor, he gives you a list of all the kalim which are Tahar,
right.
if you'll find another utensil that's not on the list, it's going to be Tameh.
Correct.
Rabbi Yehuda, he's in the business of listing all of the kalim which are Tameh.
Okay.
So you're going to find the utensil.
First we said all the ones that are tar, and then review who just said the ones that are
Tameh. So there's no machlokes. They're all exactly
right.
They're all saying all the cases that are listed.
That's why it's ain't been divrei Rabbi Meir.
So now you'll find the case that's not listed. Arevas Balabais. So that seems like
it's the only
case.
That's the only thing.
The only thing in the world.
That was the only Kaylee in the world that was not listed.
That was not listed. That
we have them all right here.
Well, no, but he's saying I guess the only utensil that's controversial. It's the only kli which
controversial.
Sometimes it's moved, sometimes it's not moved. You don't really know how to define it, how to categorize it. Amol, you do move it, you don't move it. It's the only utensil which is gray matter. It's in the middle. It's not hinishta hi, nishta hair. So according to the Shita of Rabbi, according that's the enough kmina. If you learn to go, you itemize all of the things which are tahar. Also, all these are tamei. So the implication is that this areva shabam abayis is tar. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, that lists all of the things that are tamei, and you didn't list this thing in Masu that areva shabam abayis is tar.
So what's this list?
What does it look like?
No, Arevis Balabais. Is it?
That's the machlekes.
Yes. So what is it?
And what is it? It's a bowl. It's a bowl which seemingly is a large bowl which technically probably can hold 40 saw, but most of the time you don't fill it up to the top. You don't fill it up to the top, which makes it easy for you to move even when it's full.
We don't have a picture. We don't really know what it is.
It's a bowl.
It's a bowl. A lot of bowls.
You want to go down to the kitchen? I'll show you what bowls look like.
No, they have bowls here. Pictures here of bowls.
It's a bowl that technically appears in the context that it's a bowl that technically can hold 40 saw.
This is not a bowl that holds 40 saw?
No.
So why was there even a problem here?
This is Tameh, this bowl. I'll give you an example. That's 40 saw. I talk about a pshut, things that are not makabal, is makabal. Here's a fork. A fork is not makabal. If it's made from wood, pshut kliates, which are not meant makabal, are tar. Here's the Bava Pasha. There's a bowl of wood meant makabal. But when the bowl is so large and holds 40 saw, it's not going nowhere. It's no longer medome lasak. It's tar. But it's saying a chiddush. Sometimes you have a bowl that technically can hold 40 saw, but it's not the minhag ka'olam to fill to the very, very top.
The same thing as the last case. We had the
right, but so this is something which is sometimes they do fill it to the top, sometimes they don't fill it to the top. It's not clear
that
in which category.
The Barsvina Katana.
The Barsvina Katana, you don't fill to the top, it says.
Yes.
But a Barsvina Alexandris, you do fill to the top.
Sometimes.
No, Barsvina Alexandris all the time. all the time. Now we have an areva shel bal habayis, which is sometimes yes, sometimes not, nishtahin, nishtahar. That's why it's machlekes Rabbi Meir Yehuda. If you're in the business of listing things that are tahar, and it's not part of the list, memela, it's going to be tameh. If you're going to list things that are tameh, that are tameh, and it's going to be tar. So it's like the Shamus, that a shayla, do you say Friday night, that a shayla, do you say, what was a shayla? I forgot how it goes. Shayla, do you say Mogin Avos? So it says, Luach, Ein Oimrim, Aleph Aleph, Ein Oimrim, something. Shaman says, you don't say this, the Melech Mash, everything else you do say. As a whole, the famous okay. Joke. Alright, fine. Okay, so we finished the first Mishnah.
Yeah.
We finished the first Mishnah. Like in Cheder. We finished the first Mishnah. That's the whole Mishnah. Hard Mishnah.
Right there. Very hard.
Okay, the Mishnah begins, clay eights, clay eights, that's the Ershazach, eights, clay R, leather, clay eightsim, clay wood, clay zonus, glass, four things. Keneged dal lashonis of gula, keneged arbabonim, keneged the four cups of wine of the sar hamashkim. Okay, there are four different cases. Four things in the Mishnah, four different types of glass, eights, R. The Dal Golias, the Dal Malchus, eight or etzem clay zulus. Why you don't want to say that?
Okay. I don't.
You don't know.
I don't see it in the Mishnah.
Everything here in the Mishnah.
Let's try to just do the
pshutayim.
The pshat.
Pshutayim. They're pasha tahirin. But if mekableim, if you go and you let yourself get stuck, mired in the mud, then tameim. If they're mekabel, then tameim. Fine. Nishmiru. Let's say they are broken. You break them. Let's say they are tame and they break. Oh, then it is tar. Tahiru. Now let's say you reconstruct them. Chazav yosim hem kelim kelim, making the kelim from the broken material. Is their tumor reinstated? So here is the difference between metal and these four. The kablam tumah mikan laba. The tumor is not reinstated. Got it?
Because it's what? Because it's not metal.
It's not metal. So the tumah is not reinstated. Until next, hashida v'yateva v'yamida. We come to the whole new case. We have hashida is a box. Hateva is another type of box. What is a teva? Teva is hashida is a small box. A teva is a box of a shulchan. We learned. Remember, a money changer. Hamigdal is a closet. Kaver is a kash, a basket made from either kash from reeds or the kaver is a konim. We learn from the stalks, flax stalks, come to the ground. It's konim. It's ubar. These are very very large. Ubar a tank. Ubar is a tank of a Sphina Alexandris. Of a large ship, fresh water, drinking water, sheyei shlam shulaim, and it has a bar, not like this picture, but like this picture, shlam, it's not going anywhere. Behein machzikim arbom, so they could hold 40 saw, the lach of liquid, sheim kudayim biyavich, which means they could hold 60 saw, kudayim is 2 core, a core is 30, so 2 times 30 is 60, biyavish, harei elu tahirin, these utensils are tahirin. Why are they tahirin? Because it's not doimel sack. In the Torah, it says the word sack. Sack is a sack bag, and a sack bag is metaltal mole v'reikon. And these things are not metaltal mole v'reikon. They're only metaltal v'reikon. They're not metaltal mole. Good.
Sounds good to me.
Okay. Ushar kol akelim. Oh, everything else. What ushar kol akelim? What does that mean, marber now? Bein mekabel. Whether they can be mekabel. 40 saw, bein enim mekablim, tameim. Ushar kol akelim, bein mekablim, bein enim mekablim, tameim. Other kelim, whether they can hold 40 saw, or whether they can't hold 40 saw, are tameim. What is it coming to be marbe? What is that case coming to be marbe? Ushar kol akelim, only one of the cases coming to be marbe. It's only coming to be marbe one more case. And what's that case? Areva shel balabais. Ushar kol akelim b'mekabel in the kabel tameim. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Meir. Dardur agola. that little barrel, that surround made of planks of wood of the Magoda, put in the Magoda, the kustois hamalochim, the kustois of kings, which is a box, is a suitcase, a migdol that you put on a wagon, farevas ho abdonim, and the reva of the abdon of the tanners, who bore the tank of sinikatana of the horo in a box, afal pishemikablim. Even though technically, if you want, you can fill them up to the very top, and there will be more than 40 saw tameim. Why they tameim? Because she'enem asum l'taltel ella b'mashe b'seichan. They're not meant to be filled up to the very, very top. Even though you'll go and you'll measure, you can fill 40 saw, but there's a little dotted line that says, warning, by the order of the Surgeon General, don't fill up more than this line. It is dangerous for your health. Okay, the building inspector, the engineer, will not allow you to fill it up more than a certain height. So therefore, they're telling you a chiddush. Even though technically the utensil can hold more than 40 tzah, that should be a trigger to a mimetayer, since it cannot be filled up more than since you derech donk only shema shechem means less, it is going to be tomei. And what about a shor kol hakelim? What is that coming to refer to? The same thing we said before, the areva shel balabayis. Ushor kol hakelim, anything that's not listed here is going to be tohor. Mekablim, which are mekabel 40 saw tyrin. B'shein mekablim, and if it's not mekabel, 40 saw tameim. Ein bein diri, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Huda, ella areva spal habayis. The areva of the bal habayis.
Perfect.
Okay, you got the Mishnah clear?
Like a bell.
Like a bell? What kind of bell?
Here it goes.
Like a cowbell? Or like...
Go to
Mishnah Beis? Mishnah Beis. Aruva is shel nach taimim. An aruva is a board. An aruva shel nach taimim. A baker, tomatoes, or tomatoes, shel balabatim taros. So if you're a nachtoim, you're a baker. Tomatoes. Arubos, that's what the picture shows. Let's see in a moment. The shabalabayis is to hoyo. No, it's a board. It's not a table.
We had the arubos.
We did? A window. The aruba we have in the teva. A teva. There was an aruba in the table. That's something to do. Arubos, shabalabatim, tomatoes, shabalabatim, tomatoes. Next. Serkon, oik. Okay, so let's see the picture. What is an aruba? Okay, picture 425-426. Upon that board, you know, they sell these boards, they're very expensive. They're made from a special type of wood. They have that technology, they press them, you know about these type of boards? They're very expensive, especially the meat cutting boards. Hoin Rav. They're fireproof, also they're made from wood, they're fireproof. Okay, you put this board on top of a table, and upon the board you take loaves of bread and you shape. You shape loaves of bread. Arevo sanachtem alev misanu sanachtem sabotzek b'tzuas kikar. Arevo sanachtem yesh otzuas kli. It looks like a utensil. Mishum kach mekabel mekabel tumah. V'yalf even though shahu b'shudik liyetz mekabel tumah m'divrei sarif. So it's a tremendous chiddush. Even though this is eitz, it's pshute kli eitz. It's pshute kli eitz. Right? Pshute kli eitz. And normally, pshudik liyet is not mekabel tumah. This is a rabbinic exception.
This is it. We're right here.
Mekabel tumah. Did you ever know this?
No.
I bet you, when you woke up this morning, you didn't know this. And now you know it. And it's a schus for Ari ben Yosef David.
Okay.
Is it David Yosef or Yosef David? Which one goes
there
first? David Yosef. The Dalet comes before the Yud. Okay, Arevas Nachtam Shal Yisra Tutsukli Mugum Kabutum Mugum Valbi Shayim Shadigas and Kabutum the Reserve. Picture 426 Shalal Batan Taras Tarin. Sarkon or Karkam Timaeus. Okay, look at the picture 426. Arevas Shalabais, Balabais, Mishamish, Beluach, Eitz Kifi Shahud, the way it is. Notice the jagged edges. It's not perfectly square. The edges are rough. If you paint it, sarkon or karkoy, matzvia machshiva saluach, it makes it. So sarkon, what's those colors? You know what those colors are?
Yes.
Sarkon.
Or carmel.
Or karkamon. It means that you paint it. That's what it means. If you paint them, you dye it. Hatzvia. the dying machshiva es aluch makes it choshev. The nasa bekach kli makabel makes into kli makabel. So therefore, if it's stam balabayis, if it's a piece of wood that's not been cut into a shape, it's just a flat piece of wood. It's not been shaped. It is not makabel tuma, because it does not have a tzuras kli. But if you color it, you dye it, you make it into a nice color, make it into a karkon or a sarkon or kirkon, and then makes it mekabel tuma. Okay, are we good? Our good vayit in the Mishnah. So aruvoy shal nach tameim tameos mishal balabatam tzaris sarkon oy kirkimon tameos. Let's see here the Mishnah. The Rav says aruvoy shal nach tameim luchos shiran shal nach tameim oichem alei mes alechem. This from the Gemara say aruvoyis tameos lefi shasum betzuas kli viaf al gav dibshul kliets ninu tameos midivrei soifrim shal balabayis toros shein alei betzuas kli sarkon yipon. The word see this recoin. The who shoshar, beloshen mikra, umoshoch ba shoshar, ba arove zang dipar velas minus. I don't know what this means. It means a comb. Yipon bisarikoin. I don't know what that means. Somehow you made it beautiful. You made it beautiful with a sarika, maybe a comb. That means a comb. You made it beautiful with a comb. You took a comb and you combed it. Okay, mm-hmm. Something you did. Maybe means you have sandpaper. You have sandpaper and you scratch it to make it nice. Kirkumon savam bikarkum. Karkum is a color. So I think it means sarika means you comb it. You sand it. Basically, if you sand it down, you have this board, and the board has rough edges, and you sand it down on top, or you paint it, that makes into a clean smakabal tum, even though it's a clean shabbala bayis. Okay? Vaita. Next, taf.
Even though it's a pshuta.
Even though it's pshuta kliyates. Vaita. One more halacha. Okay, out of time. Taf shal nachtaimim. What about a board of a nachtaim of a baker? Shekiva'o. The kaisa that you attach the wall. Rabbi Eliezer Metav V'chavim Metamin. Okay, let's see the picture. The picture 427. You have over here Klimatechashim Kabbal Stoma Minatayra Avafilu Ein Lo Beis Kibbal. Now metal is Pashat. That's 427.
Right.
That's Pashat.
Right.
Now let's see on the left side. Rabbi Eliezer Kevon Shanasa Adaf Mechubah Dina Kekli Mechubah Shein Mekabbal Stoma. According to Rabbi Eliezer, it's metal. And even though on its own it would be tame, but now that it's mechubal karka, it's not mechabal tuma. Lachachomim chibur hadaf lekoysel inim mafkiyah mechabal tuma doesn't make this because you have a shelf that's attached to walls and it's mechabal tuma. Chol since vadein uchul meshamish es oisay tashmish kli shahayi lo beoidei talosh. Tremendous chiddush. According to the Chacham, just because you have a board, you attach it, you have a metal board, and you attach it to the wall permanently, it does not take away the tumah because it serves the same function that it served when it was detached. So mainly continuously mekabel tumah even though it's attached to the wall. Is that clear? Okay, now the Perek Yudal in Mishnah Beis on the bottom, he says mevuah she meinekes shechivra b'mismarim ledelis. We learned, what about a door guard? Remember that sugya, the door guard? He's asking a merger kasha. Are you with me?
Yeah, I'm listening. Door.
Remember we had a door guard? The door guard was made from metal.
Yeah.
And you attach it to the door. Yeah, of course, fine. And you attach the door guard to the door. So what is halacha? The door guard is tar. Even though the door guard is metal, once it's a mechubal lekarka, it's attached to the door. And the door is called lekarka, the door guard becomes tar. So the kasha here is very good. Al mishabed lugoshem in the shemay nekes. Minekes means a guard. Shechibra b'mismorim to nails ladella. So lemakalot to a stick. You have a cane, and to the bottom of the cane you attach some protection for the bottom of the cane. Af im hoisa koydim lchein lekli the kiblotuma. So what's going to have a contradiction? They would learn that it's not mekabel. Here it's mekabel tuma. To kasa mishnach reina v'chachazonish shesham nispat ala kli mitashmishay b'shosh shechibu ledelos oil lemakel shashut ein roi ledkabel l'soichay ma she'ein kein kan b'meidaf. And why is the maid b'daf shadayin hu roi ledhashmishay l'chein ochamor dino ek shem mekabel tuma period v'gmor b'vabasho m'vor oit shafilim chib it's called the Medaf. So he's saying drum shooting. He says the reason why in this case the metal, when it's attached, is mekabel tum is because it still serves its original function. In the case back in the previous parak we learned where you have a metal and you attach it to wood, to karka, it's tar. That's because when it was detached, it served one function. And now when it's attached, it's no longer functional. And now it just serves as a guard, as a shmira for the wood, but it's no longer a kli that's makabel. In the nail, that's why the tumma departs, it's now mechubel karka, it's tar. But in this case, since the board originally was meant to use as a kli, and now it's also used as a kli, it serves the same function. The only difference is it's attached, it's not attached, and we continue to makabel tumma. Got it?
Yeah.
Okay, that's it. Okay, so we got to stop here. 1, 2, are we going to finish before Purim? Nope, I don't think so. Maybe. It's still possible. We have tomorrow. Tuesday? Tomorrow, wait, so what's today? Today's Tuesday, so it's Wednesday. We have Friday. 2 days, we finish the parak? Maybe not.
Let's try.
Now we'll have to finish up on the Shabbat.